This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
7 minutes past the hour. It is the good day countdown of all the top stories and newsmakers of the week. This is for the week of October 24th through the 28th. Lots of stories, lots of people in the news. We will get to them all this hour. Joining me, Doug Steffen, normally here. He is out on vacation. He's doing a little bit of traveling. He'll be back next week in his place. Lucky to have Victoria Keelan with us and Kara Schillen. Now, ladies, lots of big stories going on. I thought we could run down the top 10 stories of the week as designated by Talkers Magazine, and then we'll break them out and chat about them this hour on the show. At number 10, the World Series. Number
huge
nine,
story.
A huge story, right? At number nine, the Giants cutting Josh Brown from the NFL. At number eight, the Philippines and U.S. relations, which have been very strained as of late. At number seven, the re-enlistment bonus case involving the National Guard in California. A huge story. We've been covering it a lot as well. At number five, the Russian military build up. At number four, Obamacare premium increases. At number three, voter fraud and tampering issues as we come up on Election Day. At number two, the congressional races. And, of course, the number one story of the week, again, just less than 2 weeks away, the presidential election. So let's start with sports. Let's start with the World Series. It is the Cubbies facing off against the Cleveland Indians. This has been a really great series between two teams that have had an excellent, both of them had excellent seasons.
Yeah, and this weekend, Chicagoans have apparently been spending a lot of money in bars to right around Wrigley Field just to be close to the action, maybe even hear some cheering from the crowd. So it's become such a big national story too. I mean, 108 years the Cubs haven't won, 40 something years that Cleveland hasn't won. So either way, I'm so excited. I don't normally pay that much attention to the World Series, but this year it's been so exciting so far.
Yeah, the last time the Cubs played a World Series game in their ballpark, Wrigley Field, was October the 10th, 1945. They lost that series to the Detroit Tigers in game number seven. And to add to the misery, I don't know if you remember this, but there was a curse that was put on the club just a few days earlier. We're in the vibe of Halloween. On October 6th, a Chicago tavern owner named William Slanis, people called him Billy, went to Wrigley Field intending to attend Game 4 with his pet goat, Murphy. But, according to the Billy Goat Tavern website, while both had tickets, the goat was denied entry. Fair decision, by the way. It's a fair call. No animals were allowed in the ballpark. Plus, Murphy smelled kind of bad. So, according to the legend, Billy Slanis threw up his arms and proclaimed, "The Cubs, they ain't going to win no more. The Cubs will never win a World Series so long as a goat is not allowed in Wrigley Field." Until this year, the Cubs hadn't been back since. Now, no word on if there's a goat living in the dugout with the Cubs. We don't know if they brought the goat in.
It's very major league, right, with the voodoo and the animals. And
very much
there's something else going on.
Many Cubby fans thought that the team was actually hexed, that the ballpark was actually hexed. But this will be interesting to see how the series plays out. And again, Cub fans so excited, those tickets, just to watch a game near the stadium.
Yeah.
Right, Victoria? Hundreds and hundreds of dollars.
There has been one victim in all of this, though. White Sox fans are not happy. Have you heard about the controversy? Everyone's talking about Chicago hasn't had a World Series, and then some people are like, I seem to remember one. I think it was in 2005
where
the White Sox won, and no one cares. People went nuts this week on NBC's site and even ESPN. People were tweeting about it and forgot. forgot to even include the White Sox. So I do feel sorry for White Sox fans. No one seems to care.
You know what? Don't worry. We'll dry their tears. And good thoughts to both teams, because both of them are on a huge drought from winning World Series championships. So good luck. It's been a fun series. All right. In at number 9 on the Talkers Countdown, the Giants. A lot of football news. The NFL suffering. Their ratings down 23%. They're off 23% this season. And now some news from the New York Giants. Victoria, you're in New York. What have you heard about this? The Giants releasing kicker Josh Brown on Tuesday, days after he admitted that he abused his wife. That news had become public. The team said that it was misguided in its previous attitude toward him. According to team president John Mara, they said that they believe they did the right thing at every juncture in their relationship with Josh Brown. But he said, quote, our beliefs, our judgments, and our decisions were misguided. We accept that responsibility. We hope that Josh will continue to dedicate himself to rehabilitation and to becoming a better person and father. Brown had released a statement on his part earlier on Tuesday apologizing, saying he has taken measures to get help for his alleged domestic abuse and wants to be a voice of change, not a statistic. So as a New Yorker, Victoria Keelan, what have you been hearing about this case?
Well, you know, it's a lot of Patriots fans are not happy about this news because he got a one-game suspension, whereas Tom Brady, who wasn't really, it was never even proven that he deflated the balls, he got a four-game suspension. So there's that. To me, the reason that he is no longer on the Giants is because he is a kicker, and they're easily replaceable. There's another story that's been brewing this week with, in Dallas, Ezekiel Elliott, who leads the NFL with 703 rushing yards. He apparently has some domestic violence claims against him, and the NFL says they're now investigating it. At first, they let it go because he is a star. So I think that, once again, this is, it's their preferential treatment being given to certain players, and other ones, kickers are a dime a dozen. It's okay, you know, it looks good for the Giants that they got rid of him. It looks good for the NFL that they got rid of him. But let's see what happens with, you know, when you have a real star like Ezekiel Elliott, let's see what happens with that decision.
Well, and I think, you know, the NFL is doing a lot of talking and a lot of crying about why their ratings are down. I mean, 23% is a huge number,
big
drop, and
it has
to be. I mean, obviously, there have been some weird injuries, and maybe with the presidential election, people aren't paying as much attention, but you have to acknowledge that there is such a double standard that the NFL needs to fix if it wants to bring viewers back, and that includes how they treat their stars, how they treat people who are who have been found guilty of domestic violence. There are multiple cases there that just seem to run rampant within the NFL. You also have the Dallas Cowboys, who wanted to put a small patch honoring Dallas fallen police officers after the shooting there that were not allowed by the NFL because there was no money attached. Yet the Cleveland Browns were able to run out on the field doing a hands-up, don't-shoot maneuver based on a false narrative by the media over Michael Brown and Ferguson. So the NFL needs to do some housekeeping internally.
Absolutely.
Number 8 story of the week. Up next, it's 15 past the hour.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
In my line of work, I'm trying to make a difference, not $1 billion, but I want to save for the future, too. So this year, I partnered with TIAA to help me map out a plan. If I stick to it, I could have an income stream for life and maintain my lifestyle in retirement. Looks like a life of rewarding work could pay off for a lifetime.
Your personal success takes a financial partner who values it as much as you do. Learn more at TIAA.org.
Hi, I'm Dr. Craig Sammet from Anthem. Did you know that premature birth is the number one cause of death of babies? That's why the Anthem Foundation is working with the March of Dimes to fight to end premature birth and birth defects. But you can do something today to give them tomorrow. Your support means programs, education, life-saving research, and a voice for families in the newborn intensive care unit. Together, we can help save babies' lives. Give them tomorrow at marchofdimes.org/tomorrow.
At Discover, we believe anniversaries should be a time of celebration, not obligation. That's why we think annual fees are ridiculous. And now just for giving us a try, we're going to give new card members a one-year anniversary gift they'll never forget. At the end of your first year, we'll match all the cash back you've earned dollar for dollar. No caps and no catches, because we know if you try us, you'll like us. And that's worth every penny. Try it and believe it at discover.com/match. Cashback match offer only for new card members. Limitations apply.
Geico presents a voicemail from your friend, Washing Machine. Hi, it's washing machine. It's about, 7 o'clock on Wednesday. So, good news, bad news. First, I found your lost sock. Exciting! Also, I might have maybe flooded the whole basement. It's going to be pretty expensive. But hey, at least you got that sock.
Your washing machine won't pay for water damage. Luckily, one call to the Geico Insurance Agency makes it easy to switch and save on homeowners insurance.
Across the globe, a child goes blind every 5 seconds. We live in a culture saturated with visual cues, but for some, the world is a blur. Since 1997, the Little Rock Foundation has been leading innovative social programs, advancing legislation, and providing information and education to those affected by visual impairment. Gain the resources you need or make a donation today to the Little Rock Foundation. Find us on the web at tlrf.org. You can make a difference.
Welcome to Geico's Motorcycle Meanderings.
Oh man, this is great. I sure saved a lot of money by switching to Geico. I scored some big savings, and now I can use their mobile app 24/7 for all sorts of stuff. Life just makes sense now. What doesn't make sense is, if a highway splits, it's a fork in the road, then wouldn't the long straight stretch be a knife in the road? And then, wouldn't a cul-de-sac be a spoon in the road? What does spork be?
Geico Motorcycle. Savings that make sense.
The Top Radio Countdown.
18 minutes past the hour. It is our Good Day look at the top stories and newsmakers of the week. We're running down the list, and at number 8 is the conflict between the Philippines and the U.S., the strained relations between our country and theirs, and it all sort of centers around the president of the Philippines. His name is Rodrigo Duterte, and he has done a lot of chatting over the past week or two. In fact, he's called the Pope a son of a bee. He's called Barack Obama and told him to go to hell. He apparently, this is just out, by the way, has decided that he promised God that he's going to stop cussing. So maybe the days of foul-mouthed President Duterte are over. I don't know. He made this stunning pledge on arrival in his southern hometown city after a trip from Japan. He said, while flying home, he looked at the sky while everyone was sound asleep. Some snoring, he said. Nice way to point it out. And he heard a voice that said, if you don't stop with the cussing, I will bring this plane down. And so I said, who is this? He said, of course, it's God. So, hey, if God's talking to you on a plane, you better be listening. The president of the Philippines said he'll stop calling people names. He'll stop cussing. But this doesn't mean that the strained relationship is going to get any easier between the U.S. and the Philippines. Donald Trump, presidential candidate Donald Trump, weighed in on this whatever is going on between Duterte and President Obama. He said in an exclusive interview with Reuters on Tuesday that his recent statements against the U.S. show a lack of respect for the decades-old relationship that the Philippines and the U.S. have had. The Philippines are an ally of our country. Trump said, I think it's a horrible thing that the U.S. is reduced to being thrown out of a country. So this is pretty bad. You have Donald Trump on the campaign trail who's sort of lambasting Obama's lack of engagement with world leaders, blaming him for the downturn in the Philippines. But you also have a lot of world leaders who are sort of testing what the world is going to look like with the new president in place. Mm-hmm. And this Duterte is one of them.
Yeah. And now Duterte, you know, as soon as he denounced any partnership with the U.S., he did it in front of hundreds of Chinese officials. He wants to be in bed with China in a big, big way. So good luck with that. So we'll see how that what happens. And we'll see whoever the next president is, if they're going to get a sheepish call from Duterte. Hi, remember me? Can we be friends again?
Yeah.
So we'll see.
I mean, this is pretty dangerous, and this is one of the things that Trump has been speaking about on the campaign trail, is this kind of lack of power that the U.S. has at this moment in history. It used to be that the U.S. really set the stage for the world, and now you have the powers like Russia, you have the powers like China that are really trying to assert themselves and take control and take over that role that the U.S. has held for so many years. And obviously, things change. Our world is living and breathing. But to have these people like Duterte talking poorly about the country and then trying to get into bed with China, mm-hmm. it's a really dangerous sign of the times, and one that hopefully will be at least fixed or strengthened for the U.S. in the next few years. It's 21 past the hour. Good Day's look at the top stories of the week.
The Top Radio Countdown.
We use cell phones against our heads every day. But now, a landmark U.S. government study confirms increased health risks from exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The time to protect yourself is now. The solution is Defender Shield. Proudly made in the USA, Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation emitted from cell phones, tablets, and laptops. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. Use discount code DEFENDER for 10% off. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in EMF radiation protection.
As a doctor, I see patients every day who are losing their vision and independence to age-related macular degeneration, also known as AMD. It's the leading cause of blindness in adults 55 and older. Some of us are at greater risk for AMD. If you have blurry vision or blind spots, they can be symptoms of AMD. If left untreated, it can lead to blindness. The good news? With early detection, AMD can be managed with effective clinically approved treatments that can reduce or even reverse some vision loss. Learning that you have AMD can be scary, but there's hope and help. The Foundation Fighting Blindness is researching and developing treatments and cures for AMD. To get your free AMD information packet, contact the Foundation Fighting Blindness today at 1-800-BLINDNESS. That's 1-800-BLINDNESS. Join the fight against AMD, because together there is a cure in sight.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
It is Good Day's look at the top stories of the week as determined by our friends at Talkers Magazine, and Michael Harrison and the good folks over at Talkers doing a great job. They put out a top 10 list of stories and people making news. You can check it out at talkersmagazine.com. The number 7 story of the week is probably the most important for me. Personally, it's the one that I've been most cranked up about, Victoria and Kara.
Yeah.
Dougie, by the way, on vacation. He'll be back next week. This whole scenario, and if you haven't been following it, the recap is it came to light that many members of the National Guard in California have been asked to return signing bonuses that they were given 10 years ago at the height of the Iraq War. These people were asked to reenlist as we were in combat in Iraq and in Afghanistan, and for their services, they were promised a reenlistment bonus based on their specialty, based on their skill set. Well, now the Pentagon has started to ask for that money back, saying that it was given to these National Guardsmen in error. This has been a big problem for them because we're not talking about $5-$10. We're not talking about a $100 bonus. We're talking about $20,000. We're talking about $30,000. We're talking about, you know, large sums of money that now are being asked back from the Pentagon to people who have served our country and who have kept us safe and protected us, made the ultimate sacrifice. And
yeah.
This story caught fire. I mean, it was white hot this week when people found out, and people on both sides of the aisle, by the way, this brought Democrats, Republicans all to the same table. And in response, Defense Secretary Ash Carter ordered the Pentagon on Wednesday to stop clawing back those bonuses that thousands of soldiers got for reenlisting to serve in Iraq and Afghanistan. Now, he's not ending this, which is the issue here for me. He's putting a hold on this. You think because you've got an election brewing? Don't misunderstand that this is politically motivated. He is putting this on hold. They will revisit in July, I believe. They'll do a quick review and decide how to fix this. But the fact that soldiers and National Guardsmen, again, leave their families to protect this country, were promised money, that's not on them to return it if they were promised something in mistake.
And I mean, to me, this was, I agree with you, Jen, this was my biggest story of the week, even though we're only at, number 7. But to me, this is a story that impacts so many people in this country. families, not just the servicemen themselves and women, but their families. I mean, this bonus money, you know, I was looking into it over the week that we've been talking about this, and when someone gets a $20,000 or $30,000 bonus, what do you think they did with that money? They bought a house, and that's a down payment. And so now what are they supposed to do? Are they supposed to call the college that they paid a year of tuition with, or a half a year's tuition, or do they sell their house in order to pay this money back? The government has not just saying, they're not just saying, oh, you know, send it back to us. They're demanding payment, repayment. Yeah. And some people have already been repaying this. So how do you fix the problem when some people have been paying it back, some people haven't yet? It's a big mess.
Yeah, and a lot of people had to mortgage houses, tax liens,
yeah.
You're right, to pay this money back. All right, the number six story of the week is the battle for the U.S. and Iraq versus ISIS in Mosul. This has gotten so ugly. The Islamic State using hostages as human shields in Mosul. As troops have gone through, they found that tons of Islamic State fighters are actually buried under the ground in Mosul. They had full little cities under there so that they could take cover while these air attacks and ground forces kind of went through Mosul to try to recapture that for Iraq. Tens of thousands of men, women, and children have been held hostage in the city of Mosul. ISIS has executed at least 232 people. That was as of this past Wednesday, according to the UN. Kurdish and Iraqi forces are closing in on the city, but ISIS has started shipping civilians from areas around Mosul into strategic areas like Raqqa. That will be the next site of battle. As we continue, it is the Good Day Look at the top news stories of the week as determined by Talkers Magazine. It's 28 past the hour.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Why be held hostage by your wireless carrier for 2 years? What if you had no contract, no activation fees, no hidden costs, tracking, tracing, harvesting customer data, or draconian gimmicks? All on America's largest 4G LTE, GSM, and Sprint networks. Introducing Pix Wireless. Activate your Sprint, AT&T, or unlock GSM phones with Pix, and choose from an arsenal of monthly plans or build your own. Starting at only $2.99 per month. Get connected now. Call or click 1-866-205-9513 or PixWireless.com, spelled PIXWireless.com. Pick Pix and get connected today.
Will the government protect your family from Iran and North Korea's newest weapon, EMP? We buy guns to protect ourselves, home, health, and car insurance for accidents. Maybe you also have food storage. But how would you keep your refrigerator running in a long-term EMP blackout? Using tested military designs, the Solark EMP-hardened solar generator protects and powers your critical appliances for years without burying items underground or wrapping them in aluminum foil. Unlike other preps, Solark is used every day to help offset your electric bill automatically. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to learn how easily expandable the system is. Solark is the most affordable and powerful solution on the market. The whole system even fits in the back of a pickup or SUV and can install in less than an hour. See for yourself why Solark beats other off-grid systems at PortableSolarLLC.com. Don't wait for the government. Go to PortableSolarLLC.com to learn why Solark is energy insurance for your family.
Fully cooked, ready to eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready to eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and served. Life-saving, ready to eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation. reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. And like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be the Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
34 minutes past the hour. It is Good Day's look at the top issues, people, news stories of the week. And there have been a lot of them. Doug Steffen, he's out. He'll be back next week. Victoria Keelan is in. Kara Schillen is in. I am here. I'm Jennifer Horn. And these are stories and people making news this week as determined by Talkers Magazine. It's a great website, by the way. If you love talk radio, if you love hearing about issues and things that have people talking, you want to visit talkersmagazine.com. Now, quickly, ladies, before we get back to the stories of the week, we're at number 5 on the list. We want to run through the people making news. At number 10, Josh Brown. He, of course, was cut by the Giants over allegations of domestic violence. Number 9, Rodrigo Duterte. He is the president of the Philippines, and he's now sworn that he will not cuss at world leaders anymore, so we can keep our fingers crossed at that. Paul Ryan in at number 8. Of course, he's out there stomping away to keep control for his party, the Republican Party, in the House of Representatives before Election Day. Rudy Giuliani, former mayor of New York and Trump surrogate, in at number 7 of people making news. Number 6, it's a double category, and it's because the two of them got into a gigantic fight this week on Fox News. Megyn Kelly and Newt Gingrich in at number 6. They got into a big war of words, a very heated exchange over the sex allegations against Donald Trump. Megyn Kelly saying the word sexual predator in reference to Donald Trump, and Newt Gingrich taking her to task. He's a Trump surrogate. In at number 5, Vladimir Putin. Number 4, Bill Clinton, who's been stumping around for Hillary Clinton, and sort of in a weird turn of events, spoiler alert, coming after President Obama for Obamacare out on the campaign trail for Hillary. At number 3, President Barack Obama himself. At number 2, Hillary Clinton. And of course, no one has been talked more about this week than Republican presidential nominee Donald Trump. He's number 1 on the people making news list. Let's get back to our top stories list, ladies. The number 5 story of the week is the Russian military buildup. This is no joke. We have a lot of stories that we're focusing a lot. We're being very distracted by all of the he said, she said with the election, sexual allegations, WikiLeaks. All of this is going on and distracting the American people while NATO and Russia are playing a very dangerous game with a military buildup. It's been billed as NATO's biggest military buildup on Russia's border since the Cold War. Britain is sending fighter jets next year to Romania. The U.S. is dispatching troops, tanks, and artillery to Poland, Germany, Canada, and other NATO countries. Also pledged forces at a meeting on Wednesday of defense chiefs in Brussels. This move is coming after Russia has been busy deploying hardware of its own. Earlier in the month, Moscow said it was stationing nuclear-capable missiles in one of their Baltic Sea, basically their exclaves. This week, two Russian warships armed with cruise missiles slipped into the Baltic Sea. Meanwhile, Russian aircraft carriers have been going through the channel en route to Syria. Spain said Moscow had withdrawn a request to refuel on Spain's North African coast, and Western suspicions the Russian fleet will be used to flatten civilians in Aleppo. Of course, Aleppo is the capital area of Syria where this huge war has been going on between the government and the people trying to take over there. ISIS is involved. This is a huge mess and increasing tensions around the globe, Victoria.
Well, yeah, and as soon as you mentioned the Baltic Sea, that reminds me, my grandfather fought in World War II, and he was in the Navy, and he was on a ship in the Baltic Sea. So it kind of makes me think, I correlate, oh boy, another World War? Like, I mean, it's scary, and I agree, there's been so much contention over really stupid things in the press here in the States. I mean, really, like, when you think about it, the name-calling and all this stuff, it is distracting the American people from what is going on with Putin and what might escalate over there. And it's scary. It really is.
And these are huge, huge issues. Again, we don't like to get too political during this hour, but when you have President Obama, who has a different style of leadership than we're used to seeing, and we could debate whether that's good or bad, but what it has done is it has weakened the U.S.'s force in kind of the leadership of the world, of the globe, right? And so that has made room for Vladimir Putin, who would love to take over the role of head guy in charge, right? He'd love to be more powerful than the U.S. You see China, who through their dealings and through their money and their economy, they're trying to take that role. And this is going to be a really serious issue here for the U.S. to deal with if we want to maintain our power, sort of the power structure that we've been used to in at least the landscape of the globe. We'll continue to follow that story. The number four story of the week involves President Obama. The Obamacare premium increases have come at a time at 2 weeks away from an election where this could really matter to Hillary Clinton. It could be a game changer. The polls are starting to tighten up. It looks like Donald Trump is in more favor, even though he still trails Hillary Clinton. And I think a good part of that comes from the news about these premium hikes. Obamacare premiums said to rise on average 25% in 2017 in the 39 states that use the federal exchange, the healthcare.gov site. These rate hikes are going to vary widely across different cities and states, but they're most important for the election, at least, in the battleground states that are going to determine this election. That's Florida, Ohio, Pennsylvania, Arizona, and North Carolina, in my estimation. According to administration figures, the average premium increase for the Silver Plan will rise 116% in Arizona, 40% in North Carolina, and 53% in Pennsylvania. Keep an eye on Pennsylvania because this is one of the most important states for whoever wins, Hillary Clinton or Donald Trump, to pick up. Hillary's been doing very well in the polls there, but Donald Trump has a stronghold with blue-collar workers. And if he's able to stay on message about how bad, a 53% in Obamacare, how much extra money that will take out of the middle class's pockets,
yeah,
this could be really a game changer for Hillary Clinton.
I mean, I agree with President Obama who said this earlier this week. He said, the health plan, universal health care, doesn't need to be destroyed. It needs to be reformed. It's not perfect. It never was. He never said it was perfect. It needs to be changed. I love having insurance. I'm an independent, self-employed person, and I need health care, and I like having health care, but right now it's just too expensive, and it needs to be changed. And I think everyone can easily agree on that, regardless of what side side of the party line you are on. Everyone needs to have affordable health care.
Healthcare is an issue, but really what's happened here is that we've been lied to. The American people have been lied to. I understand that President Obama wanted to do some good and provide health care. It's been an issue of initiative of Hillary Clinton's as well. She couldn't quite get it done in the 90s, but we should not be kidding ourselves that Obamacare was ever set up to actually work. What's happening is that the system was set up so that it would be so top-heavy that it would sort of topple itself, and that the government would have to step in, and that this will become a single-payer system, much like they have in Canada. The problem is that that idea would not have sold to the American people several years ago when it was being thrown around. So they had to create this version of Obamacare that will be out of business. If it continues this way, it will be out of business in the next two or three years.
It will.
And it will be replaced with a single-payer system. So I think we need to talk about it. I mean, I don't know if any of us want to get on waiting lists like they do in Canada when we have serious medical conditions. There needs to be really serious talk, and this is why you see some issues with the Never Trump faction of the Republican Party, who were voted in, by the way, in a mandate 2 years ago to actually do something about Obamacare, to try to fix it, and instead they just sort of froze in place, and nothing has been fixed. So
right.
I am hopeful, and I think this is, again, one of those things where we can find common ground, that there's a bipartisan committee that comes together to come up with an idea that really does fix
That's
this
my
program.
Hope. Yeah, that is my absolute hope for everyone. Because as a woman, especially, you know, female health care is so important. And it's just to not have anything is just not the answer. So I hope that we can reach across the aisle on this one.
Number three on the list is voter fraud tampering issues. This has been a story you've heard a lot. Donald Trump out there talking about the rigged system, that there is a rigged system going on. That's a way for him to rally his base, to make sure they go to the polls and that they keep an eye out when they're there. Apparently now Donald Trump claims he has evidence of voting fraud in Texas. I've heard a couple of people talk to the media and all sorts of media. This wasn't just Fox News, about some of their experiences with early voting. And it seems to boil down to the electronic machines where you have a touch screen, you're able to vote for your ticket, and then when you press submit, people were reporting that if they were voting for Donald Trump, it would flip to Hillary Clinton. Now, they're saying that this isn't the sign of like some rigging in the system, that this is actually just an issue with these voting machines, but one that needs to be corrected, and it makes you think, let's just go back to the old-fashioned way with the bingo markers and the bubbles to fill in.
Well, in New York City, where I live, that is what we do.
That's what we do,
it's
too.
It's so antiquated. But yeah, you're right. Maybe that's better. And, you know, maybe that is better. I mean, computers, the more, and I am such a fan of technology, but the more we have technology ruling our lives, the more chance there is for stuff to go wrong and glitches. I mean, our whole, you know, our households are run by technology now, and they can be hacked. So maybe the old-fashioned check this box or check that box might work.
And, and really, truly, if we're worried about hacking, and we've seen a lot of evidence of why we should be, it does seem that the old-fashioned way might be the best way.
Yep.
All right. When we come back, the top stories of the week, as voted by Talkers Magazine, and no surprise, it involves the upcoming election, both the presidential and the congressional races. That's next. It's Good Day's look at the top stories of the week from Talkers Magazine at 45 past the hour.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
In my line of work, I'm trying to make a difference, not $1 billion. But I want to save for the future, too. So this year, I partnered with TIAA to help me map out a plan. If I stick to it, I can have an income stream for life and maintain my lifestyle in retirement. Looks like a life of rewarding work could pay off for a lifetime.
Your personal success takes a financial partner who values it as much as you do. Learn more at TIAA.org.
Hi, I'm Dr. Craig Sammet from Anthem. Did you know that premature birth is the number one cause of death of babies? That's why the Anthem Foundation is working with the March of Dimes to fight to end premature birth and birth defects. But you can do something today to give them tomorrow. Your support means programs, education, life-saving research, and a voice for families in the newborn intensive care unit. Together, we can help save babies' lives. Give them tomorrow at marchofdimes.org/tomorrow.
Welcome to Geico's Motorcycle Meanderings.
Oh man, this is great. I sure saved a lot of money by switching to Geico. I scored some big savings, and now I can use their mobile app 24/7 for all sorts of stuff. Life just makes sense now. What doesn't make sense is, if a highway splits, it's a fork in the road. then wouldn't the long straight stretch be a knife in the road? And then, wouldn't a cul-de-sac be a spoon in the road? What would a spork be?
Geico Motorcycle. Savings that make sense.
At Discover, we believe anniversaries should be a time of celebration, not obligation. That's why we think annual fees are ridiculous. And now just for giving us a try, we're going to give new card members a one-year anniversary gift they'll never forget. At the end of your first year, we'll match all the cash back you've earned dollar for dollar. No caps and no catches. Because we know if you try us, you'll like us. And that's worth every penny. Try it and believe it at discover.com/match. Cashback match offer only for new card members. Limitations apply.
Geico presents a voicemail from your friend, Washing Machine.
Hi, it's Washing Machine. It's about, 7 o'clock on Wednesday. So, good news, bad news. First, I found your lost sock. Exciting! Also, I might have maybe flooded the whole basement. It's going to be pretty expensive. But hey, at least you got that sock.
Your washing machine won't pay for water damage. Luckily, one call to the Geico Insurance Agency makes it easy to switch and save on homeowners insurance.
Across the globe, a child goes blind every 5 seconds. We live in a culture saturated with visual cues, but for some, the world is a blur. Since 1997, the Little Rock Foundation has been leading innovative social programs, advancing legislation, and providing information and education to those affected by visual impairment. Gain the resources you need or make a donation today to the Little Rock Foundation. Find us on the web at tlrf.org. You can make a difference.
Welcome to Geico's Motorcycle Meanderings.
Oh, man, this is great. I sure saved a lot of money by switching to Geico. I scored some big savings, and now I can use their mobile app 24/7 for all sorts of stuff. Life just makes sense now. What doesn't make sense is, if a highway splits, it's a fork in the road, then wouldn't the long straight stretch be a knife in the road? And then, wouldn't a cul-de-sac be a spoon in the road? What would a spork be?
Geico Motorcycle. Savings that make sense.
The Top Radio Countdown.
All right, welcome back. This is a good day, a look at the top stories and newsmakers of the week. We're going through the top 10 list as determined by Talkers Magazine. You can check them out at talkersmagazine.com. I'm Jennifer Horn. Victoria Keelan joining me and Kara Schillen. Doug Steffen, who is usually the king of this hour of radio, is actually taking some well-deserved time off. He'll be back next week. Now, the final two stories of the week, the top two stories of the week, I should say, number two, the congressional races running around the country, and number one, the presidential election. I thought, ladies, if you don't mind, we could combine those two because both of them are all in preparation, these conversations all in preparation for Election Day, which is coming up on November the 8th. If you look at a website called Real Clear Politics, it gives you a really good idea as to where we are with this race. Real Clear Politics takes polling from all over, at least polls that they deem to be scientific. They exclude online polls. And they put together an electoral college map. And every day, this map changes. States might be Democratic solidly. They might lean Democratic. They might be a toss-up. They might lean Republican or be fully in the likely Republican camp. Right now, what's pretty interesting, if you look at the Senate, the battle for the Senate, there's been a lot of speculation that many people in the Republican Party who are disenfranchised with Trump are trying to tack on maybe his lack of popularity might lead to a change up in the Senate. Currently, the Republicans hold control over the Senate, but not by much. If you look at the Real Clear Politics average today, it seems that it's going to be a really close election. I think many people predicted that that there would be a little bit of a shift in the Senate, only by a couple of seats. I've heard many people say 6 or 7 seats, which would lead to a Senate majority, either a tie or maybe a majority shift by 1 or 2 seats to the Democrats. This is not uncommon. But right now, the Real Clear Politics average has the prediction coming out as 47 seats going to the Democrats, 46 going to the Republicans, with 7 states still in toss-up. The ones that we're focusing on here, those toss-up states, also very important for the presidential election, are Nevada, Florida, Missouri, Indiana, North Carolina, Pennsylvania, and New Hampshire. Keep an eye on those states. However, the deciding factor could come down to Marco Rubio in Florida, who new polling shows is now up 10 points on his opponent, Patrick Murphy. Keep an eye on Florida. They will probably determine whether or not the Republicans keep control of the Senate. Now, 2 weeks away, less than 2 weeks away from Election Day, the polls have been tightening as well in the presidential race. Donald Trump seeming to do a little bit better, Victoria. But Hillary Clinton still solidly in the lead. What do you predict happening here in the next week in our last 10 seconds here? No pressure.
Someone's going to get elected.
There you go.
I don't know who.
Keep an eye on those polls. And again, the swing states, Florida, North Carolina, Virginia, Arizona, Nevada will be key in the upcoming presidential race. It's 50 past the hour.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Back to the music in a minute, but first I've got a special free giveaway. I've got 100 free trials of a belly flattening breakthrough Nubiotics here, and I've been authorized to give them away to the station's first 100 callers right now. So if you want to see what you'd look like with a flatter belly, call now. Don't even wait till I stop talking. Only one free trial per caller, though. Don't be greedy. Okay, here's the number. 1-800-983-5628. I'm guessing it works pretty fast because it says here that if your belly flattening results are too dramatic, you're supposed to reduce use to every other day. And it looks like it's made from natural ingredients, too, scientifically formulated to cleanse pounds of toxic sludge from your body. Okay, this is it. If you want a flatter belly, be one of the first 100 callers right now to claim one of these free trials. 1-800-983-5628. If lines are busy, try again. 1-800-983-5628. Call now for details. 1-800-983-5628.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
It's past the hour. It is On Air with Doug, Jen, Victoria, and it is this time where we wrap up the top five tech stories of the week. Don't forget, you can follow all of the tech stories on Twitter at DJVShow. Use the hashtag TechTalk when you're doing it. Now, Victoria, take us through the biggest tech stories making news this week.
Well, at number five, which you wouldn't think of Pizza Hut and technology together. However, Pizza Hut came out with this limited edition sticker / temporary tattoo that makes ordering pizza even easier than it already is. Right now, you don't need to call anyone. You don't even need to go online. You just go to the Domino's or Pizza Hut app, and ordering pizza could not be easier. I guess Pizza Hut decided they needed to take it one step further, so you don't even need to lift your phone, because that's very difficult for a lot of people, you know, like leaning over and lifting
especially
up your phone.
When you're homebound, putting tattoos from Pizza Hut.
Yeah, exactly. So they've made a temporary tattoo that you put on your arm, and all you have to do is swipe the sticker. It has all of your information and your preferences for the menu saved, and it will then deliver a pizza for you. So this is an interesting thing. Right now they launched it only in the UK. There are only 40 stickers available. You know that there are people who are hunting this down like Pokemon Go. So I'm sure they're going to debut this in the States. And, you know, good old America, I'm sure we're going to love this. This sounds so American to me.
For arms. Oh, totally. For the pizza tattoo. Yep.
Exactly. All right.
And at number four?
Number four, the attack last week, which we heard about from Twitter and Spotify and a whole bunch of other websites, Amazon was hit. They were hit with a massive bot attack, and essentially no information was hacked, but what this company who runs, this company called DYN, D-Y-N, they run the major servers for all of these websites. They were overwhelmed by these bots pretending essentially to be real people and be real users, and it overwhelmed the system, and all of these websites got shut down. So, of course, a lot of technology experts have come out saying, you know, in light of this stuff, you can also be subject to bot attacks in your home, whether it's your Wi-Fi unit, if you have a fancy smart refrigerator or a toaster, anything that's hooked up to the internet, your thermostat. A lot of people use the Nest system, which is hooked up with Amazon. You can control everything remotely. You can make your lights go on and off and all these things. Anything that's hooked up to the internet is vulnerable to a bot attack. This can result in a lot of, you know, energy bills soaring. I mean, little, you know, day-to-day things that you don't think about can be affected. So the most crucial thing that you want to do for a home user is to reset all the factory passwords on any device that you buy, whether it's your Wi-Fi router, if it's your actual cable internet, DSL, whatever broadband you have. Reset the Wi-Fi or reset the passwords on all of those devices, and, you know, of course, use an encrypted password or use a password that you don't use anywhere else, just for a little added level of protection. It's really important.
It's a great tip.
Thank you. Number three.
Yeah.
Are you going to be my big voice announcer?
You want me to be? All right, here we go.
Number three. I always thought you enjoyed doing things like that.
I do.
AT&T through DirecTV, which is a company they bought, I believe, last year, which was a surprising merger, but AT&T now has launched their new plan through DirecTV to take television viewing offline or off the actual cable networks, and it's all going to be online viewing. So you can have 100 channels. CBS Network has not joined this yet. They're still negotiating. But if you have the new DirecTV Now package, it will only cost you $35 a month. If you are a millennial who is unplugged, which most millennials are, $35 a month saves you a lot of money to have all of these networks available to you. So Hulu, which is owned by Disney, they're also coming out with it. Google's also working on it. But right now, DirecTV appears to be the most cost-effective. So it's
number
also,
two,
Apple has delayed its launch of AirPods, and essentially the one reason for this is they don't stay in your ears and they're not connected to a string.
All right, and the number one technology story of the week.
If you're still looking for some Halloween inspiration, if you haven't updated your Kimojis, those are the Kim Kardashian emojis, for 99 cents, you can get Kim in a whole plethora of costume choices to inspire you for Halloween, or to send fun texts to your friends and tweets for the Halloween spirit. Snapchat has a Halloween Bitmoji update, which is free on iOS and Android, and Refinery29 also has a Halloween Facebook Messenger bot, which will help you find the perfect costume.
Ooh, I need that. All right, great tips. Those are the top five tech stories of the week. Follow us on Twitter at DJV Show. Hashtag Tech Talk. It's 59 past the hour.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
The Talk Radio Countdown Show is a production of Stefan Multimedia, produced by Bob K. Sound and Recording.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24-7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
You haven't experienced yogurt until you've tried Amasi, embodying health and flavor in a true whole milk, green-fed dairy beverage. Every sip pays homage to our old-world cows and the ancient culturing methods their milk benefits from. With over 30 probiotics, Amasi's undeniably nutritious, refined, cultured sensation bolsters your health and awakens your passion for dairy. Amasi's so good, and you need to try it. Contact your Youngevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to gcnteam.com.